Well, my guest in the studio is a violinist who's performed the Seitz Violin Concerto on television at the age of 5. He was awarded a scholarship to the New South Wales Conservatorium of Music at the age of 8, went on to perform with the Vienna Boys Choir at the tender age of 12, but it wasn't until he met French violinist Stéphane Grappelli that his attention gravitated towards jazz. While he continues to perform as a soloist in the classical world, he successfully crossed over and has played jazz with artists such as James Morrison, George Benson, Simon Tedeschi, and the list goes on. Ian Cooper, welcome.
G'day, Frank. Good to be here. And that's a violin, not a ukulele.
When I read your biography in preparation for tonight, the first thing that jumped to mind was what you thought of the term child prodigy.
Oh, it's pretty overrated. I didn't know anything else than playing the violin. I lived with a violin teacher mother. She still teaches today, the Suzuki violin method. For me, doing a violin practice in the morning was as common as eating Vegemite. Actually, look, if I didn't do my practice, I didn't eat anything. So I had to practice morning and night before meals. My father also was a musician. He used to play the flute. In fact, he also used to play piano in a marching band, and my mother used to harp a lot. My mum, in fact, also played the cello. She used to teach kids the cello, and I'll never forget that, because whenever she used to sit me on her lap, I always used to fall through. But I had musical influences coming from all directions when I was a kid. And look, child prodigy, I didn't know anything else, so it wasn't like I was deliberately trying to be a good musician. It was just that was what we did in the Cooper house. And my brothers and sisters were exactly the same, we all had to practice. So I actually don't like that term.
Tell us about your meeting with Stéphane Grappelli and how that changed the way you thought about music.
When I'd left school, I'd been playing the violin since I was 4 for 14 of my 18 years. And I actually quit playing the violin. I couldn't stand it. What I didn't realise at the time, though, is I wasn't sick of the violin. I was sick of the music that I was playing on it, right? And I just thought, you know, the violin, classical music, okay, I've done violin concertos, I've won competitions, blah, 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 you know, all that stuff. I'd had enough of it, and I didn't play for a year. And then my mum rang me up and said, listen, there's a French jazz violinist coming to town next week. We've gotten you a ticket. Go and see him. His name's Stéphane Grappelli.
Early
90s, 91 or 90 or something. I saw the concert. My parents also knew the promoter, so they got me backstage to meet him. Oh, to play.